This is Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle. Today, we're talking about Worcester's long-term financial outlook. Are there causes for concern? The answer is a resounding yes. One reason is a $655 million totally unfunded retiree health care liability. Let me explain. Anyone who works for the City of Worcester for 10 years qualifies for retirement health benefits. These come in two forms. First, when an employee retires before they are Medicare eligible, they are allowed to stay on the city's plan. Second, when they turn 65 and enroll in Medicare, Worcester pays for 75% of their Medicare supplemental plans. The cost of providing these benefits has skyrocketed in recent years. Therefore, Worcester now owes $655 million for retiree health care, more than twice what the city owes for pensions. Worcester's bonded debt, what the city borrows to pay for things like street and sidewalk improvements and new police cruisers, now stands at about $600 million, over $50 million less than what it owes for retiree health care. This is frustrating because Worcester City government has taken a highly proactive approach to addressing retiree health care costs. In 2007, the city manager persuaded the city council to require all Medicare-eligible retirees to move from the city's plan to Medicare. The city manager also increased how much retirees contribute to their premiums. Unfortunately, city government has no authority to take any further actions, with the exception of the politically hazardous step of raising the retiree contribution rate even further. But the state legislature could do a lot. It could provide authority to prorate benefits based on years of service, as is done with pensions. Currently, a part-time school cafeteria employee who works for 10 years gets exactly the same benefits as a retired police chief with 35 years of service. Cities also need the authority to cap their contribution amounts to avoid leaving their budgets at the mercy of medical inflation rates. They should have the authority to eliminate spousal coverage and to increase eligibility ages. Practically no one in the private sector receives these types of benefits anymore. Only 14% of all Massachusetts employers offer any sort of retirement health benefits, and in most cases, what they do offer is far less generous than what city and state government provides. Even if Worcester started requiring retirees to pay half the cost of their Medicare supplemental plans, up from the current 25% contribution rates, their benefits would still be far more generous than those retired from private sector employment. A state-level commission is currently meeting to address retiree health care policy. Because it has already taken every action in its power to address this problem, Worcester speaks with unique credibility on retiree health care and thus has a special responsibility to take a lead role in lobbying state government for more local authority to adjust benefits. Another area of concern for Worcester's fiscal health is public employee pensions, which I discussed last week. To read or listen to that commentary and to learn more about the City of Worcester's FY13 budget, please go to the Research Bureau's website, wrrb.org. This is Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.